On October 3, 1863, Judah and Anna set off on the steamer St. Louis. Judah, up to now, had been lucky enough to cross the isthmus several times without suffering a single day of sickness. But on this trip, he was caught in a rainstorm and got soaked in helping the women and children on board the steamer. Anna wrote, "I feared for him and remonstrated, for I knew he was doing too much. But he replied, 'Why, I must, even as I would have someone do for you. It is only humanity.' That night, he had a terrible headache, and from that time grew worse and worse. He apparently had contracted yellow fever. Anna sat by his bed night and day to care for him, but it was terrible. On October 26, 1863, the same day Charlie Crocker saw the first of the CP rails spiked to the ties, the Judas arrived in New York. Anna managed to get her husband transported to a hotel on Wall Street. There, the surgeon of the steamer left them alone. She kept Judah awake by dipping her finger in the brandy bottle and having him take it that way. A doctor at the hotel cared for him, but, as Anna wrote, we will pass over that terrible week. The doctor said that Judah was an overworked man and that such men fell victim to the fever. In a week, he was dead. Anna put up a monument for him that contains his name, dates, March 4, 1826, November 2, 1863, and the words, "He rests from his labors." She buried him in a quiet country cemetery outside Greenfield, Massachusetts.